Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's July 22, 2013, and this is episode 380. I recently took delivery of two new types of paper and a new canvas from Breathing Colour, and having profiled and worked with them over the last few weeks, today I'm going to discuss some of the attributes of these new media types and how I'm going to be introducing them into my printing workflow. If you're the sort of person that gets all excited about this sort of stuff and you run off to the Breathing Colour website to place an order before we finish, note that we have a discount code, MBP20, for a $20 discount, but I'll give you more details on this at the end of the podcast. The first two of these three media types have me very excited though, so I do hope you also give them a try at some point. I usually like to save the best and last, but I'm bursting to tell you about Breathing Colour's new Vibrance Metallic paper, so let's jump into that first. Until now, there haven't been any true metallic inkjet papers available apart from as a selectable media at some professional printing houses. There were a few companies that created inkjet metallic paper, but it didn't really compare until now. In true Breathing Colour style, they have totally outdone themselves with Vibrance Metallic. This paper has a depth and quality that I've never seen before. Sure, I'm usually a matte guy. If I reach for a paper to print for myself, I'm pretty much always going to reach for the matte. But I have a feeling that's going to change for at least some of my printing from now on. Even as I printed out the patch sheets to create the ICC profiles for these three new media types, I could see that Vibrance Metallic was very special. Of course, all three of these media types that we'll look at today have excellent colour gamuts and incredibly deep blacks, but Vibrance Metallic is like off the charts when it comes to depth and punch. But it's not just about punch. There's a subtle beauty that brings out the best in many images, many types of photo. I found images with large swaths of colour or dark areas look the best on this paper, though. I tried some of my almost totally white winter scenes, which also look beautiful, but as you can see in this photo that I'm showing you right now in the Enhanced podcast or over on the blog at mbp.ac/380, the paper does have a silver look to it, which really enhances some images, but doesn't necessarily add anything, maybe even detracts a little from some snow scenes. All photos have their better matched media though, so we don't have to try to find a single paper that will work with all of our images. The biggest challenge I had in putting this review together today was finding a way to actually shoot photos of the printed metallic paper in a way that would really help you to see just how good it is. And I don't really know if I've achieved that, but here is one of my favourite black and white shots that I've printed so far, and I've put the paper in a position where the light from my studio window is reflecting in the top right corner, as I find that it's these reflections that give us part of the feeling of depth. I'm really not sure that you'll get this, but looking into this photo feels very much like peering into a slide. You almost feel as though there's a 3D depth and richness to the image. Here's another black and white photo, this one of the Cocoon building in Shinjuku, Tokyo, that I printed on both Vibrance Metallic and the Purest Smooth, the paper that we'll look at next. Here you can see the slightly silver metallic look of the Vibrance Metallic on the left and the slightly yellow feel to the Purest Smooth. We'll touch on that shortly, but I wanted to note that although this looks beautiful too, you know, on the metallic paper, for this one, I kind of still gravitate to the matte version. So I really wanted to stress, you know, we definitely still need to match our images to our paper. This is how it should be, though, and this is part of the fun and excitement of printing, in my opinion. I've posted this double print, both prints, a comparison in higher resolution than normal on my blog, though. So if you're listening to the Enhanced Podcast and you're not really seeing this, do go over to the blog, as always. And yeah, that's going to be at mbp.ac/380 for episode 380. And as always, if you click on the images there, you'll be able to view them much larger than you can in the podcast. Black and white shots look great, but colour images are simply beautiful on this paper too, especially ones, like I say, with lots of dark patches or swaths of colour. Here is a shot from the Zojoji Temple here in Tokyo, where some people were sitting for Howa, which is a kind of Buddhist sermon. I know that this isn't going to come across totally in the photo, and I've purposefully left in some reflections from my studio, but this is probably my favourite of the images that I've printed on Vibrance Metallic so far. As I hold the print in the window light in my studio, it's almost as though I'm looking through the side door at the temple again, as I was, of course, when I shot this. There are reflections in the image too, and I think that that is a point to note when looking for images to print on metallic. Water, reflections, highly dynamic images. And also, I believe, although I haven't done this myself, HDR images will work very well on Vibrance Metallic. It is, of course, available in sheets as well as rolls, and with our discount code, it really won't break the bank to give this paper a try, and I reckon that's the only way you're really going to be able to fully appreciate this paper, is to try it for yourself. When you look at the price of the rolls of Vibrance Metallic, you might initially think that it's much more expensive than other rolls, roll media from Breathing Colour, but do note that the rolls are 100 feet. Normally the rolls of Breathing Colour media are only 40 feet. These are 100 feet long, so you get 1.5 times more paper for about 25% higher price, and so it's a steal, really. The second new paper that I've just started using from Breathing Colour is their new fine art matte paper, Pura Smooth. This is a simply beautiful paper, and as excited as I am about the new metallic, matte paper is probably still going to be my favourite media. Although it lacks the total sort of punch of the high gloss, the metallic paper that we looked at, Pura Smooth is a subtle, almost sublime paper. Again, here's a photo of a print, but it will be difficult to appreciate just how beautiful this paper is without actually holding it in your hand. There used to be a time when matte papers were difficult to print on, with weak colour and not very deep blacks, but those days are long gone. The colour gamut of Pura Smooth is, again, off the chart. This was the case too with Optica 1, my matte paper of choice from Breathing Colour, but there is one major advantage that Pura Smooth has over Optica 1, and that is that it's OBA-free. OBAs are optical brightening agents that absorb ultraviolet light that we can't see and emit blue-white light that makes the paper look a brighter white. This isn't always a bad thing, and papers can still be archival certified even if they use OBAs, but they are considered to be unstable and can break down over time, reducing the longevity of our prints. And therefore, this should be avoided if possible. There are other profiling concerns too, but all of that is actually, I've just written an article for a future issue of Craft and Vision's Photograph Digital magazine, in which I go into more detail on this, so I won't cover that today. Because Pura Smooth does not contain OBAs, this is part of the reason why it looks a little yellow compared to the metallic paper in the double black and white comparison shot that we looked at earlier. You really only notice this though when the paper is held against a very bright white paper or something more neutral like the Vibrance Metallic. Otherwise, the prints just have a beautiful, slightly warm tone to them and reek of quality. I've always been very happy with Optica One, and because it is Art Archival certified, I'll use up my current stock before switching, but Pura Smooth is going to be my new go-to matte paper. It's just beautiful and OBA free. You can't lose. The last of the three media types that I wanted to look at today is the new breathing colour canvas, Crystalline Satin. When I first heard about Crystalline, I was very excited, as this canvas does not need to be laminated. Although I've perfected my application of the Timeless Laminate for Breathing Colour's live canvas, it's still extra work and requires an extra day to let it fully dry. Crystalline canvas does not need that, and my tests showed that there's no cracking along the edges of the canvas when you stretch it onto the canvas stretcher bars, which is one of the main reasons that you need to laminate. Without lamination, the edges crack and the white canvas starts to show through and it looks horrible. In addition to that, without lamination, canvas is usually susceptible to dirt and scratches and cannot be wiped down with a damp cloth if it gets a little dirty. Crystalline is water resistant to a degree though, and can be wiped with a damp cloth to remove excess dust, even without lamination. You probably still don't want to go rubbing at the surface for very long, or I'm sure you'll lift the ink, but being able to give the canvas a quick wipe down is pretty much a necessity. Remember that you hang gallery wraps straight on the wall without a frame or glass to protect them, so the collection of dust and sometimes a bit of grime can be an issue. So, what's the downside? Well, after I ordered my Crystalline canvas, I found out that it's not archival quality. I'm not sure if this information was just released or I just overlooked it initially, but Crystalline is only rated to 55 years before the print may start to deteriorate, and 75 years if you apply a laminate. You can apply Timeless or Glamour 2 varnishes to or laminates to Crystalline canvas, but it has to be applied with an HVLP spray gun, which I don't have or want to use. This was a bit of a blow, as the lack of necessity to laminate was the major attraction over live canvas, which has been and will likely remain for a while my current canvas of choice from Breathing Colour. The colour gamut of Crystalline canvas is simply amazing. Very deep blacks and excellent colour reproduction. It's a pleasure to work with, but so is live canvas. You know, the colour reproduction, the gamut, very deep blacks, or it's all there. So with the longevity in mind, I'll continue to stock and use live canvas for any and all work that I create for customers. I will use the Crystalline canvas that I currently have for probably for casual printing at home. And because I'm not so concerned about archival qualities of a home print, and the ease of use makes this canvas very attractive, but that will probably have to be the extent of my use. I really can't put my name to anything that I'll be sending to a customer unless the formula is improved or a new canvas is released that doesn't require lamination but is still archival certified. Another thing that you need to note about Crystalline is that you have to staple the edges to the back of the stretcher bars. I had actually intended to start doing this anyway, and I'd already bought a heavy-duty staple gun, but I forgot to use this method when I put my first crystalline canvas together. The result was that within about 30 minutes of hanging my gallery wrap on my studio wall, the edges came away from the adhesive tape on the stretcher bars, as we can see in this photograph. Needless to say, this doesn't look good, although I noticed that Breathing Colour do recommend that you apply a bead of their archival glue along the edges of the gallery wrap, or to use the staple method to stop the edges of the canvas from lifting away from the stretcher bars. I've confirmed that using the glue is somewhat effective, but if you're going to use this canvas, I'd strongly recommend using the staple method. As you can see in this photo, I mean, it actually looks pretty good. You would normally leave about half an inch of canvas to staple to the back of the stretcher bars, but as I make 20 by 30 inch gallery wraps with a 24 inch roll printer, and it requires a little bit of a margin, I have to cut it a little fine on the long edge. Although it's still enough to, you know, to be able to staple the edge down, it doesn't look quite as good as it would if you have a little bit more leeway with your roll size. Although I never had a problem with the edges of my old live canvas gallery wraps lifting, I actually prefer this method and will be using it going forward. So I'm not raising this as a demerit for crystalline canvas, but it's something that you will need to note if you give crystalline a try for yourself. Remember that Breathing Colour don't sell through camera stores, etc. So if you want to try any of their media, and they have an amazing range, visit breathingcolour.com. And don't forget to use that code that I mentioned, MBP20. If you use that when you check out, you'll get a 20% discount on orders of $20 or more. This code is used to identify people that I recommend to Breathing Colour, and you get a discount too, so please do use it. Note too, though, that I only ever recommend products that I fully believe in, and as with today's review, you'll always get my honest opinion of any product that I work with. I hope this has been of some use though. I'm always really excited when Breathing Colour releases something new because they're continuously pushing the boundaries in inkjet media. And even though the crystalline canvas doesn't hit it out of the park for me, it's still a huge step forward. As is Vibrance Metallic, and now having an OBA-free fine art matte paper in Pura Smooth, I'm a very happy Teddy. Thanks very much for listening today, and remember that you can find me on Google Plus and Twitter, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.